Large parts of Côte d'Ivoire are again without water and electricity as the civil unrest that erupted 2 weeks ago continues. UNICEF warns that children are facing life-threatening diseases from being forced to drink unsafe water. Communications officer Jeff Brez says the risk of diarrhea and cholera epidemics is increasing.
The longer that this situation continues, the situation of insecurity and instability, and of course this devastating situation of a lack of electricity and water, the more the humanitarian situation will deteriorate.
The threat of violence means that many vulnerable children can't be reached. In spite of the dangers, UNICEF has managed to get medical supplies and essential drugs to 68 health centres in and around Bouaké, the country's second largest city.
We have also gas tanks to provide fuel, provided to keep refrigerators and freezers running that are storing vaccines. This means that during the electricity cut, these vaccines did not spoil, and they were able to maintain their stocks of vaccines.
Schools across the country have closed, disrupting exams and increasing the risk that children will become involved in the conflict and exposed to abuse and exploitation.
School is not only where they're learning in order to grow and develop into their full potential as adults, but school also protects them in a situation like this from delinquency. And also, if they're not in school, they're much more likely to perhaps participate in these demonstrations and get mixed up in the violence.
UNICEF is calling on the government to restore water and electricity supplies and ensure that hospitals and schools can function properly. The organisation is also appealing to all parties in the conflict to protect the rights of children. This is Jane O'Brien reporting for UNICEF. For Every Child, Advance Humanity.